everyone, this is Johnny Moto with Rave Publications at the Rave Pub's radio booth at Infocom 2018, Las Vegas, Nevada. Not in Florida this year, but you know what? We'll get there next year. So, here's where we're at. Today I've got Jeremiah Fitzgerald with DesignCentrics. Jeremiah, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited to learn more about your updated product from last year that I think got some awards, correct?
It's actually this year.
Oh, it's this year.
Yeah, so our product, Panoscape, won, it was at DSE, and Rave recognized it by awarding it the Best New Digital Interactive Product 2018.
Oh, cool. Very cool. So, let's give a quick overview. So, maybe, you know, for people that are unfamiliar with DesignCentrics, what is it that you guys do? Obviously, you know, the award for Panoscape, but what is it that your company offers?
Sure. We design and build the structure and technology for different types of corporate environments.
Okay.
And the way that we came into this situation, developing Panoscape, Tulane University out of New Orleans, we worked with them to create, they were looking for ways to create an engaging experience for their students, the parents of their students, alumni, etc. And anytime you're trying to please college students, you better figure out something kind of cool to keep their attention. So what Panoscape is a series of screens anywhere between, we can go from 3 up to 18 currently.
Okay.
So it's modular and scalable, and it allows for multiple screens to act as a video wall in video wall mode, and on a user's touch, each of those screens then break up and become independent. So it basically is the best of both worlds in terms of messaging. If you're a company or an entity that's looking to tell a story to grab eyeballs, that's when you would use a video wall. That's what we have. Our video walls features, we display content in 10K resolution, and we can go up to 20K resolution. And when a guest touches any of the screens, it flips into single screen mode, and up to 18 users can use it at the same time.
On the same screen, or just
at each screen, yes.
Okay.
And then they can choose which type of content that they wanna. So you and I could be standing at the wall right next to each other. You're choosing the content that you would like to engage with and learn about, and
yeah.
I can choose the content that's relevant for me. And we're each having our own experience.
Is it a multi-touch, multi-point user interface?
It's a multi-touch user interface.
Okay.
And then we also have, it's a cloud-based software. We offer the ability to create the content, because a lot of companies don't have the capabilities to create 10K or 20K content.
Right.
So in Tulane's instance, we created 270 pieces of unique content, 9 videos at 10K resolution, and we're able to help them tell their story in an impactful way where students would want to come up, and they still do. They want to see their picture on the wall.
Right.
They want to show their parents.
Yeah.
Their parents may want to see some of the former alumni or the companies that they're affiliated with, etc.
That's so cool. Now, for people that aren't here at the show and can't see it, where can the listeners go to learn more about the company?
You go to designcentrics.com or panoscape.com. Which will redirect you to designcentrics.com, and
oh, cool.
You'll be able to see videos and specs, etc.
Very cool. So here at Rave, we say that AV is life. How do you feel about that?
Well, I agree with it, and I think our company really does a nice job. We believe that we tell stories, and we try to tell the stories of people's lives and companies' lives, and we use AV is the best tool that we can use to tell that story in the most captivating way possible. And we think we've done that with Panoscape.
Very cool. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today and getting us up to speed on DesignCentrics, but more importantly, Panoscape.
You're
a very brilliant and innovative piece of software that I feel is going to be deployed across the nation.
Thanks so much, Johnny.
I'm glad to have you here. Everyone, this has been the Trade Show Minute, brought to you by Tascam.